Mike?
Renee, we've got Rami Khoury on the line. He's editor-at-large of the Daily Star in Beirut, Lebanon. He's been monitoring the reaction of the news media throughout the Arab world to the death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Rami Khoury, has this story been getting a lot of attention in Arab media today?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, it just broke a couple of hours ago, and people are scrambling to cover it. But the interesting thing has been both in the news media that I've been following and then just talking to people here in Beirut, the reaction seems to be quite similar, that the death is potentially a very important symbolic and political victory, especially boosting the new government in Iraq. But most people here are being very careful to note that Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is a symptom rather than a cause of the violence in Iraq, and that the real issue is the American military presence and the resistance to that and to the new government by many elements in Iraq. So I think people are being very cautious to recognize the importance of this, but also to place it in its correct context, which is one of foreign forces in the country and great sectarian strife, which Zarqawi exploited, but he didn't start it.
How has Zarqawi been portrayed in the Arab media? And considered good news in the Arab media?
I think most people will think it's good news, because what he did was really quite barbaric, and most people, certainly the vast majority of people I've spoken to and commentaries I've read, would make a distinction between his criminal, barbaric, unacceptable methods of cutting off people's heads and blowing up mosques and things of that nature. They would separate that criminality from the wider political context, which is that it is okay for people in Iraq to resist a foreign military presence, government change, and occupation, as the Americans engineered. So I think people are caught between their political opposition to the U.S. and what's happening in Iraq, and their moral opposition to the methods that Zarqawi uses. And I think that distinction is very important, because people want both the barbarism of Zarqawi to stop, but also they want the American occupation to end so Iraq can get back to normal.
So does that sort of imply that they're not eager to see the death of Zarqawi as somehow bolstering the American military effort in Iraq?
I think people are being cautious about that and waiting to see what actually is the consequence of this. If the killing of Zarqawi leads to more intelligence breakthroughs and allows the Iraqi security and Americans and others who are working on this to penetrate these cells and to break them up, then I think that will be a very significant advance, and people will be pleased to see that happen. But we have to really separate the criminality and the sort of jihadist type motivation of Zarqawi and Qaeda and those groups, separate that from the very different and much more substantial, widespread indigenous Iraqi resistance to what many Iraqis see, or some Iraqis see, as an American occupation. And I think those are two very different things. So it's really
okay.
The political front that is going to be the significant one for the Iraqi government and the American forces.
Rami Khoury, thanks very much. Rami Khoury is editor-at-large of the Daily Star in Beirut.
This is NPR News.